do, get your favorite pair of shoes. Oh, I wanna know.
Hi, everybody. It's Chantel again. Welcome to another Thinking Pilates podcast. This is the second in a series of two of special edition podcasts, which are actually recorded conversations that I have had with students and teachers about self-care and self-practice. They are drawn from our recent 30-day online self-practice student challenge and filled with so much wonderful insight that we just couldn't resist sharing them with you. I hope you enjoy this one even more than the first one. Let's go ahead and get started, and we will just keep it brief and just really the purpose of the last call. Well, it's a little different for this particular call because some of us will be transitioning into the longer course, which is really exciting. So I want to just touch on that before we close, but also just bringing some closure to the last 30 days, and we'll do a similar check-in, and Trinity's going to get us started with just a little grounding breath practice. So whenever you're ready, Trinity.
Okay. All right, ladies. Oh. So just begin by noticing the breath. And get yourself situated, adjusted, however is comfortable. Continue to just notice the breath, let it stay the same, or let it change, whatever it wants to do. And then if your feet are touching the floor, I want you to take your awareness there. Maybe just give a little wiggle to the toes, feet. And then let them come still and notice how they're connected to the floor. Let them be heavy and light. And then take your awareness up to your sitting bones. And maybe just give the pelvis a little shift or a rock back and forth. And then let them come still. And then notice how they're connected to the surface you're sitting on. Let them feel heavy and light. Buoyant, maybe. And then take the awareness up the length of the spine. And maybe give it a little, just a little shift, a little tiny wiggle up to the neck and the head. And then let it come still. And notice its length. Notice its rooting downward and its lifting upward. And then take your awareness out to your shoulders. And maybe give them just a couple little shrugs. Little, and then let them feel heavy down the rib cage and light on the rib cage. And then take your awareness back to the breath. And then just for another moment here, in your mind's eye, take your awareness to the sense of being rooted downward, deeply, deeply, deeply into the earth. without being pulled downward, but more of like a being supported from underneath. And just put that in your mind's eye. What do your roots look like? How deep do they go? Do they come right out of your sitting bones and your feet? Whatever's making contact with the floor, the surface you're sitting on. When you've connected with your root, take a little awareness of the energy spiraling upward, up to the ceiling, through the roof, into the sky, up, 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 into the atmosphere. Just feel that connectedness that lifts you upward, effortless. And with that nice quality of being rooted and being connected from above, with your next inhale, I want you to say in your mind, I am aware that I am inhaling. And with your exhale, I am aware that I am exhaling. I am aware that I am inhaling. I am aware that I'm exhaling, or simply in and out, in and out. With your next inhalation, I want you to say in your mind, I am breathing in deeply. And with your exhalation, I am breathing out slowly. I am breathing in deeply. I am breathing out slowly, or simply deep and slow, deep and slow. And with your next inhalation, say in your mind, I am breathing in calm. And with your exhalation, I am breathing out ease. I am breathing in calm. I am breathing out ease, or simply calm and ease. Calm and ease. with your next inhalation, say in your mind, I am breathing in this moment. And with your exhalation, I am breathing out the only moment. I am breathing in this moment. I am breathing out the only moment. Or simply, this moment, the only moment. This moment, the only moment. With your next inhalation, allowing it to come from the subtle or the energetic body, say in your mind, smile. And with your exhalation, release. Smile. And release. Smile and release. And then for our final four or five breaths here, I'm going to go back to I am breathing in this moment. And then with the exhalation, I am breathing out the perfect moment. I am breathing in this moment. I am breathing out the perfect moment. This moment. The perfect moment. This moment. The perfect moment. And with that, let your breath return to normal. And if your eyes are closed, let them come open now. And reorient yourself into the room and the space around you. And then two more final breaths, connecting back in with that same feeling from the beginning of being rooted and lifted from above. We'll get going with the rest of our call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love the beginning of that, Trinity, the spiral and the rooting downward. That was great.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
There, I got a book for Christmas. Did you guys see that movie Wild with Reese Witherspoon?
No. I never saw it.
So no. You should watch it, because it's great. Okay. But it's based on I think a book. Yeah, definitely, it's based on a book by Cheryl Strayed, and she's an author. She's written a bunch of things, but she put out a new book that I got for Christmas called, I'm flipping through it now because there was something I wanted to read and I can't find it. It's called Brave Enough. And it's basically like a book of quotes from her writing. So from that book, Wild, and from some of the others. And she's just the greatest, spunkiest. I mean, you guys would just love her. But there are a couple of things I stumbled across that I thought were really relevant. And I'm just going to read the one I can find. Gosh, maybe I'll be able to find the other one before we're done. But because it has specifically to do with the body. Hold on a second. So here's the one that I have in my hand. It says, transformation doesn't ask that you stop being you. It demands that you find a way back to the authenticity and strength that's already inside of you. You only have to bloom. And I feel like that's relevant and speaks to kind of what we've been doing in the last 30 days, and some of the stories and the limiting beliefs that we can get really stuck in when we attempt to make change. You know, one of the themes of this whole course has been really just allowing ourselves to work within the reality of our lives and to see that our practice can be very simple and still very valuable. And the value really is in the showing up and showing up again and again, even when we fall off course. And I've had a very, very kind of intense experience with that this time doing the self-practice videos, which has been great. And I think one of the biggest takeaways for me this time has been something that's maybe coming home on a visceral level rather than just an intellectual level, which is that change doesn't have to be big to be powerful. It doesn't have to look grandiose, and it doesn't have to be extreme. It frequently and more often comes in the teeniest, tiniest steps. And I certainly have had that experience of being transformed in some way, even though this process has been a little bit arduous, a little challenging. I haven't lived up to my own expectation, which was to practice every single day. I missed 2 days, and then on 2 days, I only rolled out my feet. And I just feel like the fact that I could miss a day, or I could just do one tiny 2 minute, 3 minute thing in a day and then return the next day with a 20 minute practice, was just proof that those times when I fall off track or I don't do as much as I would have liked don't really matter at all. They don't mean anything. I mean, the value in them is that I had the intention. But the more important thing is that I was able to come back even so, right? Rather than feeling like the effort no longer had any value. So that's been, I think, just a pretty relevant, at least for me, during the course. Here's something else I wanted to read. There were actually three things, but this one I think is a good one. It says, there are so many tiny revolutions in a life, a million ways we have to circle around ourselves to grow and change and be okay. And perhaps the body is our final frontier. Most women and some men spend their lives trying to alter it, hide it, prettify it, make it what it isn't, or conceal it for what it is. But what if we didn't do that? What if on the other side of the tiny, gigantic revolution in which we move from loathing to loving your own skin, what fruits would that particular liberation bear? That's the one I really wanted to read.
That is so good.
Yeah, it's awesome, huh?
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, this is a great book. I was reading it the other day, laying in bed, and I was seriously like crying. I was just like every quote I read, I was just like, you know that old SNL skit, the church lady. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah.
And she talks about
her.
She talks about being verklempt. You know that word, verklempt, like overcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of those moments where I literally felt verklempt, like just totally overwhelmed, but not like in a heavy way, but like a sudden surge of like finding some unexpected meaning, you know, in something, which is just like, that's just like the greatest gift. What a sweet thing. So it's called Brave Enough by Cheryl Strayed, and it's really excellent. She uses the F word a lot in this book, and my son picked it up, and he the quote that I had been like bookmarked had the F word like in bold big print or something, and he comes into the kitchen. He goes, "Mom, that book on your bed, I picked it up and read a page. It said the F word." It was just pretty darn funny. So anyway, just to kind of bring us into alignment, I think, with the essence of this course. I mean, those of you who are listening, and for those of us who are on the call, you know, everybody comes to these kinds of things, these opportunities, with different expectations and of ourselves and of the material and some idea about why we're using it, where we want to go. But I do think that ultimately, these ideas of self-compassion and continuing to show up with, you know, this word I've been using a lot, which is diligence, is this sweet and soft returning to the commitment over and over again, even when it's really messy, and even when it doesn't feel great sometimes, or feel, you know, right. It's just the returning. And it's in those small moments that I think the greatest transformations really happen. So with all of that blabbering on, let's do a little check-in. And the request was just a word or something, a short, you know, little something about how this last 30 days was for you, and then what you feel like you're taking with you moving forward. So I feel like I've probably done that exhaustively. So, Darlene, why don't you go ahead and go?
Okay, let's see. Did I think about this ahead? No. I remember reading it and going, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. A word. I think it just, you know, it's a good reminder about, for me, just consistency and the habit stuff. I just felt like it was very grounding. I think all in all, that is what I came out of it with, was a grounding. And just, I felt like I was learning a lot, you know, just a lot about my own body. Every time, you know, I do certain things and realizing my limitations about, you know, overdoing it sometimes, even though the exercises sometimes were simple, but because I put a lot of effort when I do things with my body, you know, like not over efforting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice, you know, some days I just like got into it and made it a long practice, and I didn't do a set thing like every Wednesday's my long one. I just didn't do it that way. I just did it when I felt it in my body, the days that I felt like digging in more.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we're really brief, and it was just all in all, it's been really, really great. I feel like I learned a lot about my own body and a lot about my rhythm And I really was able to share some of the things that I practiced in the mornings with my clients, and that was cool, you know, seeing them enjoy different little nuances that you taught, different things, and yeah, it's been great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you.
And what do you feel like, what do you feel like you're taking with you moving forward? Is there anything that you feel like stands out in terms of moving forward?
You know, I think it is the biggest thing is just being in touch with the limitations and just allowing that, you know, just that more deeper level of acceptance and comfort with that, you know, just being okay with doing less, because I just tend to really push my body sometimes, and I don't realize I'm even doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't until after, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so sore.
Yes.
I'm so sore. So just, I think that's it, just acceptance, and yeah, I think that's it.
That's great. That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. What about you, Trinity?
The word allowance keeps coming up, and it was something that that Darlene had said, and you know, just a theme from this one, from this course around, is that, and even what you had said, Chantel, about, you know, you practiced all but 2 days, and then 2 days you just rolled your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like coming into a place where you're comfortable just allowing it to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, too, that in the course there was I know that I had commented a couple times about, you know, the spontaneity of the movement and allowing your movement to come, you know, when it comes. You know, actually what I do a lot is I stand in the grocery store line and, stand on my tiptoes or, you know, whatever. Like, somebody was saying in the course that they were just allowing the movement to come, not when you had predetermined the time or you were going to sit down, you know, you were going to get to it, you were going to work out, or you were going to, you know, do your practice for however long, but
mm-hmm.
just in these little moments where you could connect in with the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I came away from the first 30 days, was just like, just let it happen. And some of that is kind of a willingness to be a dork, right? So
yes.
I'm in the grocery store line, like mm-hmm. standing on my tiptoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe I'm not a dork, you know? Maybe there's just a lot of sedentary people out there.
Yeah, right.
So just this allowance to be, let it be what it's going to be, allow it to be what it's going to be, and kind of let some ego go around it. So, you know, just wherever it comes up, just, you know, let it happen. If it feels good to move like this, then do it like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what I come away from the first 30 days. And I am really excited about the second part of the course, especially now that the holidays are over.
Yeah.
And all the holiday indulgence and all of those things. And maybe I'm optimistic about the second part of the course, that that there'll be a little more structure and a little, you know, like, okay, yeah, let it happen. Now let's get to work. Let's make a goal. Let's see where we can go with this. Let's make it a little more disciplined in, you know, in a positive way.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going into the second part of the course with. Very excited about it. I think it's going to be really great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you should say that too, because I, one of the very first things that we're going to be doing in the next part of the course is just taking a moment to reflect on the last 30 days with some questions, and then really setting some priorities for ourselves, looking at what is our one thing. And the two of you have heard me talk about this a lot in the last 6 months or so, but really kind of narrowing our focus in so intensely that we can amplify the commitment. And that might look like, you know, that's going to look like different things for different people, but to narrow our focus into one aspect of our practice and to amplify that. So to up the ante, to spend more time, to commit, you know, to a certain time every day, a certain length of time. So, and really that is part of what we're going to be doing. So it's kind of cool that you are talking about that. And it's relevant too, because I wanted to bring us back, you know, just talking about like, how do we move? There's so much in this first 30 days, you know, it's like, how do we move forward? What do we move forward with? And where do we move forward from? I think one of the most important pieces of the 30 days was in week 3, when we talk about our why, and it's also what we talk about as being your purpose in action. So it's this, this convergence of setting intention, really getting in touch with what drives us in terms of our passion, and looking at what is our purpose. And you read, I have read this so many times, but recently, or in different ways, I actually was listening to a book on tape and it came up and I read it somewhere, but it was really, there's a quote by Einstein about this, which is something about like, you may never, like the answer is not the thing, right? The answer, getting the answer is not the goal. It's formulating the right questions or asking the right questions, right, that lead us forward with some clarity and purpose. It's not necessarily the answer. It's about the process of formulating the right type of question or the right question. And sometimes we don't, the answer just never comes until we formulate the right question, we ask the right question, we're given the right question. And then it's almost like an answer is not even necessary, right? There's this, sometimes my experience is that there's even just this like intuitive knowing when the right question is asked, and immediately there's this propulsion forward. So in week 3 of our course, What's at Your Core and Beyond, the third part, which is, which is called Why, A Strong Core and an Integrated Purpose. There are a set of questions, and I think that whether you're going to move forward into the next part of this course, which I would highly encourage, we're not adding new material. We're just working through the process of establishing a consistent practice. So sustainable change is what the next part of the second part of this course is called. So whether you're doing that or not, what I would encourage you to do is take a moment, preferably as soon as you're done listening to this call or when we get off the call, and just come back and reflect on the last 30 days. And I think not all of these questions will resonate with everybody, but I'm going to read them to you because I feel like they are very appropriate questions for giving us direction as to how to move forward. So the questions are, why do I show up for practicing /exercise/ self-care of any kind, right? What's the motivation? So, and that's like, the question is, what's my motivation? What am I internally motivated by to show up for this every day, committing to some kind of intentional self-care? And I think that's so crucial for moving forward and maintaining a practice. It goes back to something we talked about toward the beginning of the course quite a bit, which is, I'm the kind of person who, I'm the kind of person who loves myself enough to stop what I'm doing for someone else or something else and do something for me. And what I'm the kind of person who, so what's our motivation? What motivates us? And in terms of moving forward, it becomes a life raft, right? It's the thing that we potentially can keep connecting to. The next question is, why is it important to me to show up? Again, that's motivation to accomplish or achieve what for myself? So outcome, right? Where is it that we're going? And again, the answers are so, you have to play with these questions and you have to see what resonates, and you'll feel it when you get the right question. But for some of us in the moment, it could be that we're working toward a specific outcome, a physical outcome, a health outcome. It could be a mental, emotional result that we're hoping for. So it's important to identify what it is that we're hoping to accomplish as clearly as possible. And again, you know, some of these will be more valuable to some of us and than others, and that's fine. But to go through these list of questions and go, yes, that's the question I need to be asking myself right now. That's the one I'm going to sit with. That's what's going to help drive me forward into really establishing the habit of practice as a lifetime characteristic, right? Not as a temporary objective for the course, but as a lifetime characteristic of who we are. What kind of example to others do I want to be? So for me, this has always been a very powerful question because of my children and the age that they are, and also because of my role in my work, right? It's a, what do I want to show? How do I want to be an example? Because in my opinion, if not the singularly most powerful way for me to impact people, teachers particularly, but people in my life that I love and care about and strangers on the street sometimes, is to be an example of the kind of person that I want to be in the world with. So that resonates with me quite a bit. How can I best be of service in my life? What motivates me or drives me in my, you know, then there's, you pick an area of, you know, your life and your work and your life in general, you know, might be in your teaching, could be, you know, whatever, it could just be different aspects of your life. And then the final question, what qualities, abilities, and strengths do I admire in others that reflect a deep sense of purpose? So sometimes, this is very potent, is to connect with others in, our present day, you know, modern times or historically who have made a significant contribution or impact. And it could be from, you know, historical figures, to your next door neighbor. It doesn't have to be somebody famous, but it's powerful, I think, to, take time to, and this goes a little bit above and beyond the actual question, but, a long time ago, I read something about, in just the value in studying people who have made contributions and made a big impact in the world. You know, so spending little moments of time every week, you know, reading an article about somebody who's doing something really amazing or who's being of service, or, you know, reading an article or watching a documentary about Nelson Mandela or, you know, something, Maya Angelou, I don't know, just examples, but in any case, it's powerful and can be inspiration. And sometimes we need that. And so that's the final question. So as you move forward in whatever direction you're going to go, my suggestion is to sit and spend some time reflecting and to find the right question that's going to help drive you forward and take whatever you have gotten out of the last 30 days and take it with you in some really personally powerful way. So that's really what I wanted to say. Beyond, you know, there's a lot of material here. Everybody has access to it for the next 12 months. So plenty of time to really steep in it, to come back to it, to advance your practice, to explore the movement practices, to, you know, step away from it and just see how you do on your own, and then perhaps come back to some relevant piece. So lots of ways to use the material, lots there to work with. I think that's really all I wanted to say. There are some tools. It's the final lesson 14 and preparing for the 66-day sustainable change challenge, but also these tools can just be used regardless. And I would just, you know, encourage you to explore those if that's, you know, if you like having something tangible to work with. They're brilliant practices. One is really a planning tool. So if that, you know, if that's the kind of person you are, it's, you know, writing some things down and setting some goals. And the other one is more of a mindfulness tool, a journaling and mindfulness tool called Responding Versus Reacting, the 3-time book. Yes, so those are there for you. I'm just going to open it up and see if Trinity or Darlene, if there's any questions or anything that's coming up for you that you want to share as we kind of bring ourselves to a close today.
I'm just, again, very much looking forward to the next part of this course. I think it's going to be, kind of a rooting in, you know, like, whereas for me, the first part was, kind of going with the flow a bit. And then now, you know, just a rooting in and really creating you know, something to anchor to, especially now with the new year.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. This is This is the week between Christmas and New Year's is like my favorite time of the year. I love this sense of purpose in starting over. And it's not that it's the only time I practice this or I'm aware of this starting over, but it's just seems like such a powerful opportunity. And it really, really resonates with me. So I'm very excited about the timing of this course, even though I realize now, having gone through the 30 days over the holidays, how insane objective we set and the timing was interesting, you know, incredibly challenging, but also perhaps more potent and valuable. I'm not sure, but in any case, anything else from you, Darlene, to add?
I'd like to say I have such an appreciation for all that has gone into creating it, the course. I mean, it's just so deep. Like you said, you could look at this the next year and get something out of it continuously. And I just really appreciate it, you know, appreciate having it to work with and utilize and go back to. And I just think, you know, there's just an amazing depth.
Thank you.
Yeah. That you can, you know, learn so much from. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm so glad, and I'm also grateful for how it's turned out. I mean, sometimes you just don't know how these things are going to come together, and there is a lot here, and I know sometimes that can feel overwhelming. But our particular approach to the material, I feel like, gives everyone enough space.
Yeah, there's a lot of permission to, you know, do it your own process, your own way, and in your ability and level of time and commitment, you know. So I like that.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that come through, you know,
yeah, awesome.
The heart of just like, again, you know, acceptance and just where you're at, wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's enough, you know, whatever you are able to give to yourself.
Yeah, and like Trinity said, it's just the beginning, right? There's the next step is to up the ante a little bit, right? Make a bigger commitment. And what I always think is interesting is that, you know, when you live in what we've been doing for the last 30 days, if you stay there, if you live in that, like, always just with this, like, kind of lots and lots and lots of space, it becomes apathetic, right, over time. Like, you can't live just in this, but you can't, in my experience, you can't really move to the next stage in a healthy way unless you have already been here and you've learned how to return and how to start again and how to have self-compassion. It's like, this is such an utterly necessary phase to go through in order to move forward. And you can't really move forward in a way that's healthy and sustainable without this, but you can't live over here either. So I think it's a kind of a fascinating, you know, there's some fascinating psychology around all of this, which makes it just, you know, even more interesting, I think. So let's go ahead and we'll close. And I just want to say thank you to both of you for being on the call, and Trinity for your continued diligence and participation and support of everybody on the course and support of me. And everybody who's listening to the call, to just keep coming back. And even if you didn't get to use the course in the way that you wanted or participate in the way that you expected or hoped to, that none of it matters, right? That the only thing that matters is that you're listening to the call now. The only thing that matters is that you make the decision every day to keep making the decision to take care of yourself, right? Every day, in some small way. And you can start now. You can start today, and then you can start again tomorrow, and you can start again the next day. And it's all worth it. And transformation really does happen in mysterious and subtle ways, in ways that we often miss. So keep your eyes open. All right, ladies, I wish you a really wonderful Wednesday, and look forward to the next 36 days.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thanks, Darlene.
Okay. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Thanks, Trinity. Bye.
All the things that make you sing and tap your little toes.